Happy Easter Sunday, everybody. We hope that you are spending time with your friends and family. And all of us here at the Magic for Less Travel just wanted to wish you a happy Easter with a special quick little show, just with some breaking news that we found out over the weekend. We want to keep you in the loop because you are a huge Disney fan. And just wanted to thank you for your support of the Be Our Guest podcast. So we're brought to you today by the Magic for Less Travel. Thank you so much for your support when you book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Universal trip, or Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. So when it comes time to take that trip, check them out over at themagicforless.com. All right, let's get to today's show. Breaking news. Wanted to get this out here because we won't be back together again till Wednesday. We got the Monday show already recorded. Wanted to get this out here for your Easter weekend. So enjoy the show. Thanks so much for your support.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1309 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Easter to you. We're coming here live with a special bonus show because we mentioned on Friday, we're talking about all the news of, you know, the past few months and talking about, you know, these fees for parking. You can bring your dog now. You can, go to the Christmas, the Halloween parties and so forth. We promised on that show, I couldn't believe I said that. We promised we'd break in if we have any new news as far as major changes happening at Walt Disney World. And unfortunately, on Saturday, yesterday, we did catch wind of something that's going to go into effect tomorrow on Monday. So we wanted to drop this in there. So if you're going down soon, you have an idea. It's always good to have, you know, clear information and be ready to go. So joining me, she's always got her nose to the grindstone. She told us that she sent a group text with Bitmojis, and so we know what's going on. Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Happy Easter, Ricky. Sorry to break in on a holiday here.
Happy Easter. You know that Bitmojis have jumped the shark when Mike Rallman finally starts using them. So
I know.
I didn't know what they were when, I mean, they looked vaguely familiar, but I was like,
wife and I send them back and forth all the time now. We started using them. Like, I even changed my Bitmojis clothes, like more than I changed my own clothes.
Awesome. Good job.
They're awesome. I love them. They're so cool. Like, there's one for everything. Have you ever seen? How old are they? Are they really old? I think they are, right?
Yes. They've been around for a while. Yes, dear. They have. But fine. Don't worry about it.
They're fun. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, happy Easter. So you've been on the Bitmoji train too?
No.
We got to do it. It's awesome.
I only have a Bitmoji because of Snapchat. So that's why I have one.
No, I did not. I subscribe to the Bitmoji fanaticism, I guess, or fad. Yeah. I think, you know, I just did not. It's just not my cup of tea, as they say.
Well, they're fun. They're fun. They're really sassy for, like, sending messages back and forth, like to your husband or wife. They're pretty sweet.
Or to your podcast team.
Or your podcast team.
We try to just drop a GIF.
This is easier. Anyway.
Or a unicorn. Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right. So anyway, we got to get to this
Pam
news.
And I know what we're talking about.
I know you do, and I don't, and I'm glad. So what we're going to do is we got to get to the news of the day because Disney put this out last night. Ricky kind of sent us a text, and you know, I was like, well, you know, let's get to the microphones here just so that everybody knows we have a lot of folks traveling. It's kind of the tail end of spring break season. Many of us are traveling down this summer for the Toy Story Land opening and so forth. So this is going to affect your upcoming Disney vacation. Of course, we've got the parking fees, depending on whether you're at a value, a moderate, or a deluxe. If you're taking a car, staying overnight, you're going to pay per night to have that car there. And this is one of those things that I think is interesting because the parking fee kind of hit us really quickly. We didn't know this was coming. However, we've heard for about the past year that this was going to happen, and it is starting to happen on Monday. Of course, the Swan and the Dolphin already do this. We are now going to be hit with a resort fee at all on-site Walt Disney World resorts. So, Pam, you know, Ricky kind of, told us this is happening. We've heard the rumors. So what were your thoughts late last night when we found out about this going into effect?
So it was funny because just on one of last week's podcasts, we talked about how we were glad, you know, that while they had the parking fee, they didn't have the resort fee. And now we're finding out that Disney is going to roll out this charge. We've all seen the rumors for, I think, a few years at this point, and it is coming at all of the Disney resorts. So any on-site resort will now have a parking fee. And basically Disney's explaining that this will help pay for things like your Wi-Fi, the resort amenities that you all get when you check in, those little bottles of H2O product are apparently, you know, causing a need for this. We all take them home, and Disney wants to
charge. I don't know guilty. What you're talking about. Guilty. I don't have a baggie full of Disney soaps and shampoos. And
I have
lotion.
A closet full. I am the resort fee person. That is, I
right.
I, how would I have known? I didn't know for the last 15 years it was going to come to this on Monday.
I
what?
Know, right?
I know. But they're going to just charge for what is called resort amenities. So that's also going to include, you know, all of those cast members that come and do the pool parties for us all. They help do all kinds of recreational activities around the resort. All those things that the Disney resorts are known for are fall into this amenity category. And that's what the resort fee will be covering as we move forward.
So, Ricky, you found out about this first. Of course, you know, you're always trying to keep your nose to the grindstone and writing those blog articles. I know you're going to publish something later today. But, you know, is this going to be a significant cost? I mean, is it broken down value, moderate, deluxe? And, you know, let's kind of dive into this. What are we getting for this charge? I mean, you get a parking spot. You get asphalt for the parking fee, which you don't even really get to do much with your car. Maybe enjoy it. I don't know. That's kind of weird. But what are we getting for this resort fee? Because it varies. Yeah. Are we getting a newspaper? Are we getting continental breakfast? What are we getting?
Yeah, I wish we got continental breakfast. No, it's going to pay. You're getting the coffee that's in the room. You are getting your towels. That's going to be now included in the fee. Matter of fact, if you want extra towels, you're actually going to have to pay a little bit extra in order to get an extra towel.
Wait, what? My Bitmoji just kind of fell on the floor. Wait, what?
Now? I know. You're going to have to pay extra to get an extra towel. If you need an extra pillow, you're going to have to pay a little bit extra to get that too. So, you know I use a couple of pillows to sleep on at night. So I'm really, really, really bummed about this because I am now going to have to pay extra to have that extra pillow, you know, just various things like that. All those things that that used to be included are now going to be part of that resort fee, and in addition to, I guess I should say too. So,
you know, here's the one thing I'm excited about the, you know, I'm not. Don't get me wrong, people. I haven't jumped the shark here. I'm not excited about any extra fees. But the way they're going to do this with the extra towels and the extra pillows, and I noticed this when I was there in December at Pop Century. Now, back then, the pillows were all free, and there were like 72 pillows in that room. It was weird how many pillows were on that bed. I was like, this is weird. Like, is this a room for eight? Is this like a two-bedroom villa? No, because it's only, you know, it's small. But the thing was, is I looked carefully at my pillows, and they all had barcodes on them. And so did the towels. They have barcodes. You think those are just tags or not? They're barcodes. So what they're going to have is in that laundry facility, like, for example, at Pop Century, I don't know if you ever go to the bowling pin pool, but if you do, there's a big, it looks like a shoe rack. But that's actually where the laundry machines are at Pop Century. Well, they've taken half of that. And what it is, it's a stand where it's kind of like they do on Royal Caribbean. If you've ever gone on a cruise, they scan your towels in and out so they know, like, you have to give them back. And if you're charged, if you don't take it back in time, or if you, you know, if the pillow comes back kind of flat, you know, because you've abused it, I don't know what you do. But, you know, like those things, like that's the technology is really sweet. So I'm excited for that in that way, but not excited to pay extra. Yeah, I love the technology. So, I mean, Ricky, is there a, like, at Pop Century, you paying less for a resort fee for, like, Riverside and then Beach Club? How's that working at the different levels?
Yeah, so the resort fee is going to be a little bit different based on the different levels that you're staying at. And like we said, because it's kind of an all-encompassing thing, you know, it's got a little bit more of a hefty price to it, as opposed to, say, the parking fee. It has more of a pricing structure to it. So for value resorts, it's going to be $25 for, you know, the extra amenities. At the moderate resorts, it's going to be $40 for the extra amenities. And then at the deluxe resorts, it's actually going to be an extra $60 for the amenities. So because you get more, you know, amenities, the higher resort category you go up. So,
I mean, you have high quality air in those big deluxe rooms. You gotta,
right,
you gotta take care of, you know, cost a little extra. Right. So, Pam, let me ask you this, because, you know, back, gosh, it's been a long time now, when we got to the Magic Your Way days, Disney sold the Magic Your Way system as you can customize your trip to meet your needs. Okay, so they're kind of hearkening back to this, because there's an option with this resort fee where you can customize something that is very near and dear to lots of Disney guests, and that is your toilet paper experience in your room. Because, you know, it the values you can go, just included with your resort fee is the standard sandpaper that you get at Pop Century, yes, but
the existing,
exactly. So I mean, that's you're getting that with your resort fee. They're covering that. You don't have to go out and like go to Target, but for a small additional fee, you know, just a slight small additional fee, you can upgrade to Cottonelle, you know, and like, ooh, you know, it's like those little bears that are so happy on the commercials.
Wait, less is more.
I know, yeah. But in my thing, the real bargain, I think, in terms of that is that you can get the pop-up wipes. I mean, seriously. So I think that's something that a lot of guests, especially when you're on vacation, will find that valuable. I just don't want to get it too much into the toilet paper.
Yeah, let's not go too
the reason why you would need, but I'm just saying that I think that that's going to be a plus for a lot of people when you're on vacation, is to have that option, like the pop-up wipes. So
definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, we just wanted to drop in today because this is something that is going to impact, you know, every stay. You know, it's going into effect on Monday tomorrow. So we just want to let you know that today is not only Easter, it is April Fool's Day. So yeah, we got you. Yeah,
hopefully we didn't get too many people.
We're the worst.
We got to the toilet paper talk, you realize this is a level of customization I don't need.
I hope you got to it with the pillows.
I hope so. And the thing is, we debated, you know, we've done this just about every year since we've started the podcast. You know, we've had some good ones, we've had some bad ones, but it's kind of, you know, we take tradition seriously here on the Be Our Guest podcast. But we were in a huge pickle for the last month on whether to do this because of April Fool's Day falling on Easter Sunday. So basically what we just did was break in. You know, maybe you're on your way to church for one of the most, you know, probably the most holy holiday of them all. And we might have had you drive off the road because you happened to listen to the podcast on the way to church on Easter Sunday. So my apologies. We're just tempted.
Forgive us for this one.
And hopefully, because I heard that the last time that April Fool's Day and Easter Sunday fell on the same day was 1956. So hopefully we don't have to do this again for quite a long time. So anyway, you know, if you can't laugh, you're not doing things right. So we're here to just to have fun and to wish you a happy Easter. So hope you're heading off to church.
No resort fee.
That's it. No resort fees.
Let's make that as of right now. No resort fees.
But you know what happens as soon as we say it on the podcast?
Stop. Don't say that.
Don't blame us. All right, so we're going to duck out of here again. No sponsor, just a lot of fun today. Just wishing you a very happy Easter. Thanks so much for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family. Enjoy those friends and family, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.